Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's a very, very continues to be a humanitarian crisis. We've got Joe Biden talking about the fact that Russia is committing a genocide on Ukrainian, on the Ukrainian people, whilst South Africa continues to remain silent, to remain on the fence. What exactly is that a position? Joining us once again is the Ukrainian ambassador to South Africa, Ms. Lubov Abravitova. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. We're strong.
Has there been we've spoken before about the dismal reaction of the South African government to the crisis and to the fact that Russia has attacked Ukraine and independent democracy, South Africa remaining completely, well, claiming that they're remaining silent, but in fact, by doing so, standing, I believe, with Russia. Has there been any further conversations with the South African government?
So, you see, my comment on this would be that we respect any position of any government in the world, including the neutral position. But I believe neutrality doesn't mean indifference. Because when you see those atrocities, that humanitarian crisis, those violations of human rights that are happening gravely, massively on the territory of Ukraine, there must be some kind of reaction and support. And there are a lot of things that we can do, even being that far from Ukraine, being in South Africa. We have a lot of issues with our refugees. We have a lot of issues with people who are traveling from Ukraine to South Africa. So there is a bunch of problems that needed to be discussed on different levels. And that means that the dialogue is very crucial.
Has there been dialogue at all with the South African government, even on those logistical types of issues?
You know, there is a distinguishment between what you mean the government and I mean the government, because the context within the DIRCO, within the Department of International Relations and Cooperation on the working level is something that we can do just informing about the situation. But what we are insisting on is the access and communication and discussion with other departments within the government, which has never happened yet. And I'm talking about the Department of Home Affairs, I'm talking about the Department of Transport, and the Department of Defense and many others, because with every particular one, there are some issues to be discussed.
Do you think this is inefficiency? Do you think all this is perhaps confusion with regard to lack of policy? Or is this a deliberate avoidance by these various departments of the issue?
I'm trying to understand this and I'm trying to find out this. And maybe that is why you've seen my tweet, because it was like the last resort of calling that pay attention. We were seeking for this communication. And, of course, I believe that we just need to put our hands together. You see, after we had the COVID and its experience, we've seen that emergency reaction is needed in most of the times, and the very first reaction is crucial. We had seen it during evacuation of people when pandemic started. Approximately the same situation we are having now, but it's already almost 50 days of open Russian invasion in Ukraine.
Do you think that this is, when this is all over and Russia goes back to being Russia, Ukraine hopefully retains its independence, do you think that this is going to have a long-lasting impact on the relationship between Ukraine and the South African government?
I don't think so, and this is basically my work here, to continue the dialogue and see in the future how we are going to continue to support the bilateral cooperation, because any war is finishing, and I hope that this invasion will be stopped very soon and the peace will come to my land And of course, the separation with such an important country as South Africa will be very crucial for us.
But yet it must be enormously frustrating for you.
I think it's challenging, but it's not frustrating. It's a lot of work to do, and that is why I'm calling for the dialogue, that we can already establish working groups with particular departments on the issues that are already on the table, but also that will be on the table and will appear after war finished.
A very, very difficult position, but one that you very, very clearly understand how it needs to happen, trying to remove the emotion from it and just make sure that whatever needs to get done gets done. Ms. Lyubov Abravitova, who's the Ukrainian ambassador to South Africa, joins us this morning talking to us about the importance of dialogue with regard to the South African government on the war in Ukraine. Thank you for joining us.